Hello, George.
Yes, sir. Hi.
How you doing? This is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian. Sure.
Now, this story has to deal with my brother. I was trying to get your insights. He's 25 now, and when he was 6 years old, he was attacked by my uncle's German Shepherd, and he had to get about 200 stitches in his head. And he said before the dog attacked him, the dog turned to him, and what he described as like devil eyes, the glowing red eyes. The dog had that before he attacked him.
Oh, my.
Now, about 5 years ago, he was over at his friend's, and he had been around his friend's cat probably 100 times previously. But he said he was sitting on the couch, and he looked over at the cat that was sitting on the other end, and it had those same eyes, and that cat attacked him, scratched up his neck. And about 2 weeks ago, this is what's really got him shook here lately, about 2 weeks ago, he had his daughter at a local park, and there was, I guess you'd describe her as a bag lady, pushing a shopping cart by.
Right.
Looked over at him, had those devil eyes, and said, "Your end is near." I was wondering if you've ever heard of that or have any.
No. You know, we've heard stories about, of course, the red eyes with animals and on humans. But for somebody to have three separate cases like that occur, that's kind of unnerving, and especially this last one.
Oh, he's pretty shook about it.
He needs to watch himself.
Yes.
You know, it could be one of those signs. You know, for some reason, sounds like evil's out to get him, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, before, he really didn't say anything to anyone before. This just all come up in the past couple of weeks. He was telling me about it.
Is he a nice guy? Is he religious? Is he, what's he doing?
Oh, he's a great guy. I don't think he has any enemies. Great guy.
Maybe evil wants to take care of him then, for some reason.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah, he's Catholic, goes to church every week. I mean,
yeah, he's too good a guy.
All-around good guy.
Okay.
Possibly.
Tell him to be careful.
All right, thanks for taking my call, George.
Yeah, he's got some spirits chasing him. I believe that. Wildcard line, your turn. What's your story? What's up?
Hi, George. What are you doing underground?
I'm deep underground. Well, that's, you know, when I'm in St. Louis, I found this cave facility for the studio.
Uh-huh.
And it's tremendously soundproofed. It was not tremendously waterproofed, unfortunately. And it took me a long time in some horrible moments to get that taken care of. And then the crickets came in. So here I sit, and it's a great facility. It gives me a chance to get back and see my grown kids.
Oh, so you're in St. Louis then?
Yeah, right now. I'm going back to L.A. This weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Nikki from Iowa. I'm not that far away from you.
No, not at all.
And I met my spirit guide through one of your guys' shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dr. Paglini was on.
Oh, sure. Evelyn.
With Art. Yeah.
Yep.
I have StreamLink, so I got into a meditative state and listened to that, and sure enough, I met her. And her name's Sheehan. At first, she appeared just like me. She looked just like me, except a lot older. Pretty good looking, I might add, too. But, no. And
vanity.
And she just pretty much unloaded on me, on everything that I need to do in my life, you know, where I'm falling off path, what I need to get done, stuff like that. And she was really good. Towards the end of our conversation, she told me that I had brought home a spirit. I'm a ghost hunter, and I have my own group here in town, which I don't run anymore because of this, but and she brought me to him, and he was a suicide victim that I had brought home on a previous investigation. And he was a teenager, and he was just very sad, and the type of, you know, I don't care what you think, you know, that type of attitude.
Right.
So at any rate, she told me to cleanse the house and kick him out, get him out, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So I went ahead, and I started trying to talk to him. Oh, she also got really mad at me because she's been trying to communicate with me for, like, the last 10 years, and I keep thinking that it's my imagination and not her. So
you kept putting her off, huh?
Yeah. So she got really mad at me about that and told me that, yeah, I am able to hear her and talk to her, and that when she comes into my head, that if it's really her, my lips won't move. But if I'm talking to myself, sometimes people read when they read their lips.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So she said if it's really her, my lips won't move. So
that's incredible. Now, do you summon the spirit guide, or does she just show up?
I go into a real deep meditative state, and then
I know, but I mean, but who summons? Do you still have the ability to summon her, or does she come on her own?
I guess I summon her.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good gift all by itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been trying for like the last 10 years, and that show with Dr. Paglini was the one that did it.
What's the greatest lesson the spirit guide has given you?
Fear. She told me fear is only an expression, and she had an acronym for it. I can't remember it, though. But it's false imagery.
And she just says, don't worry about fear.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.